The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in, third and final hour here on Christmas Eve. And of course, as you are going to be getting new stuff for Christmas, there's probably old stuff that you're not going to need anymore. And what are you going to do with old clothes, old bedding, old small household appliances and all of that? Well, we're going to find out right now with our guest because there's a new program that is starting to help make it a little bit easier to remove those items from your home. So joining us now, we have Jessica Camarena. She's the Assistant Project Manager and Recycling Coordinator for the City of New Bedford, and she joins us now to talk about a new curbside donation program. Good morning, Jessica. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Doing all right. Thanks for joining us today.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
And I've been talking about this, from the mindset of people that have to understand if it hasn't really sunk in yet or if they're not aware yet, there's a lot of items that they have around their house that they're used to just tossing in the trash when they don't want them anymore that we now legally can't throw away anymore.
Yes. Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection actually implemented a waste ban back in November of 2022, banning what they consider textiles, which is essentially like any fabric item, from going into the landfill. So obviously this is kind of a big deal, right? Because anything that we thought was no good was obviously going into the trash, and now we can't put it in the trash. So it's like, what do we do? And we have donation bins, which is a really great option, but it can only take so much, and we want folks to make it, to make it more easily available, more accessible for them to be able to, take care of those things right from the curb. So we were able to put together this curbside donation program for them so that they can have all these items picked up from their home.
Yeah, I mean, I talked to people when this became the new way of having to do things who said, hey, listen, I don't really drive. I don't get around. I don't have a way. Right. I can't put a big bunch of clothes in my car and bring them to a donation bin. I need somebody to come and get them. And this is the perfect way to do that.
Right, which is exactly the mindset that we had when we put this together. I mean, once we found out that this was something that was an option that we could offer, it was something that we were looking forward to, getting situated and figuring out the logistics so that way we can make sure that everybody was able to get it done. And, and the amount of items that they collect is it's really vast, like even down to, like, paintings. And wow. We all know we put free signs for paintings and they just kind of stay there and they'll take them, which is really awesome. There's, like, a really good list that they have on their website, and we also have it linked on our city's website as well through newbedfordrecycling.org. And under options for used clothing, you can go in there and you can see what different options that you have available. There are certain items that have to be bagged, and then there's other items that have to be boxed. But the amount of things that they take is really, it's a really great thing. They even take small music instruments. Which is pretty awesome.
Yeah. So, and again, so you've partnered with the City of New Bedford has partnered with an organization that will come and pick these items up. So you mentioned some of the items, but really what do people have around their house that could be part of this curbside donation program?
Well, I think a big thing is like kitchen accessories, like pots and pans, dishes and glasses and things of that nature. I think that's one of the big items that, you know, we all know that we have a new set coming in because these are starting to get down, worn, I should say. And that's not something that these donation bins are able to take. And some places, some drop off locations, is not necessarily an item that they can like really do anything with. And CMRK is actually the folks that we're working with, CMRK Incorporated. They take all these items, which makes it much more easily. It keeps it out of the trash. I mean, I know we all know that the textiles is not necessarily an item that's waistband. The textiles is what's waistband, but these particular items, as far as kitchen accessories, they're not a waistband item, but now it keeps those things out of the trash as well and gets them a new life. Because either if they're not usable, they'll break it down and recycle it. And if it is usable, they'll donate it to somewhere that will make good use of it. So it's well-rounded all the way around.
And also it's one of those things too, where a new set of pots and pans, you know, that can be a heavy box to try to carry somewhere, to donate, or to bring somewhere else. So when you can just bring it to the front door, to the curb, that makes things a lot easier.
Absolutely, and they'll even pick it up right from your door, your front door. So when you actually go into the city's website and you schedule a pickup, because that's how it all works, you do have to schedule it to get picked up. It is done on a monthly basis, and it gives you the option if you wanted to set it curbside, you put it curbside, and then you can select an option to have it from your front door. You just select it, so when the folks come by, they'll know where to grab the items from. So it's really as easy as possible. You literally set it out to your front door, and they'll come in. Grab it from you.
And one item that I know people have a tendency to kind of throw in the backyard and forget about, and then they've got no way to really get rid of them, is bicycles. And CMRK will actually take bicycles as part of this too.
Yeah, actually they do, which is really awesome. You just put a sign for CMRK and they'll come by and pick it up, which is great.
And then somebody who gets a new bicycle that doesn't know what to do with their old one, this is the perfect way to get rid of it. But so there's going to be two pickups that happen in January, one on January 3rd and one on January 31st. But then the idea is to have this be a monthly service that happens going forward.
Yeah, so there's actually been an update to that. We've been trying to do as much outreach as possible on our end. So there's no longer January 3rd and January 31st. It's actually going to be January 10th.
Okay.
And then after that, it will be monthly, once a month, from my understanding. But all the available dates that they will have will also be online when they have them readily available for residents to schedule. They usually do up to two selections, but right now it's January 10th.
And one thing that caught my eye when this press release first came out about this program was that there's also, you know, because you're going to get people that obviously have small amounts of stuff from cleaning out their home or getting rid of some old items, but there are also people who are doing like major cleanouts and have things that they want to get rid of. And this program can actually be utilized by some of those folks as well.
Right, actually. I appreciate you bringing that up. So, yeah, if you have actually more than like 10 or 10 bags or boxes, you can actually schedule a special pickup, and you can contact them at 508-466-4590, and then you can speak to a representative from them, and they'll be able to schedule an actual pickup to have all these items. Like, for instance, like if you're just cleaning everything out or you're moving out or something like that and you're just trying to get rid of all the things, but they're really good items, they're not necessarily they should go to the trash. They'll definitely be able to help out with that, which is great.
And when they come and pick these up, when CMRK picks these items up, do we know what they do with them and where they go from there?
Yeah, so they actually work with a variety of nonprofit organizations, such as Big Brother Big Sister Foundation. So essentially what happens is these items go back to their warehouse. They sort everything based off of what's damaged, what's low quality, what's good quality. They'll either go to these individual organizations for their needs, and whatever the next tier down is, it's not necessarily great, but it's not bad. They'll go to traditional thrift avenues for upcycling. And any low quality items or damaged items, they go to what they call end of use facilities, where they get recycled and turned into wiping material.
And now, since these new regulations have come into place, like you said, November 2022, have you seen a decrease in people trying to throw these items away? Is it still taking a while for people to understand that these items can't be tossed in the garbage?
I think so. I mean, not as probably as much as what folks do. So I've personally seen quite a downtick on items going into the trash. But, I mean, obviously, it's really hard to get the word out there. There's so much going on in the world. And so we're really just trying to do our best to give as much outreach as possible. I mean, we have inspectors out in the field all the time. And anytime that they have an opportunity to give outreach, they usually do. And they'll either leave a flyer or they'll actually sit there and talk to them and say, hey, this is what's going on. These are the different avenues that you can use available, because we even have a donation map of drop-off bins all across the city of New Bedford. So in case this is something that is not useful to them and they just want to get it done right away, they have the ability to do so. And then we even have a drop-off bin at the recycling center, which is free to residents. So we do as much as we can, and we definitely have started to see less these are what they consider waistband items going into the trash.
That's good, because that's one of the things that came up when we were talking about this back when they first passed this, is people were saying, well, what are they going to do? They're going to write me a ticket for throwing away a T-shirt? Like, how do they know what I'm putting in the trash? But that people are paying attention to what's going into the trash, and they are keeping an eye on these things.
Yes, we do. We have a code enforcement staff that is out there doing outreach as much as possible. When this whole thing initiated, I mean, we always try to do outreach before we do anything as far as issuing a violation. So which is what ultimately we're looking for people to get an understanding of what's going on, as opposed to just slapping a ticket. It doesn't really work that way. That's not really how we operate, to be honest. We're really trying to do as much as possible to do as much outreach.
And this sounds like one of those things where it's a perfect win-win, because what people don't realize is when you put all this stuff together and you make these donations, these curbside donations, it keeps it out of your trash, and you're keeping yourself from filling up your own barrels with trash.
Right.
So it's not just a landfill,
right.
It's your own barrel as well.
Right. Well, ultimately, it is. This is the goal. I mean, New Bedford is really lucky to have its own landfill, the Crapo Hill Landfill, and it's starting to fill up, and after that we're going to have to look for options elsewhere. And the state is actually is no longer giving permits to build new landfills in the Massachusetts. So if it's not going in Massachusetts, it's going to go outside of the state, and if it's going to go outside of the state, it's going to cost more money. So ultimately it's a win-win situation. So if this stuff is filling up the landfill, and if this is not going to the landfill, that means we actually have more space for other real trash that we can, you know, utilize the landfill space for. So it ultimately saves us money down the hill.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really trying to have foresight. And I mean, granted, these are obviously things that we have to do anyway, but like ultimately it really makes sense for us to make as much many programs available so that we can get these things out of the trash. And even if it weren't a waistband item, like for instance, like these pots and pans, they're not considered a waistband item, but we're looking to get those things out of the trash, because obviously we're trying to utilize the trash space as best as possible.
Yeah, makes total sense. So January 10th will be the date for this curbside donation program, and if people want to be able to schedule that, they can either go online at newbedfordrecycling.org or they can call in and schedule an appointment.
Yes, at 508-466-4590, they'll be able to help them out and schedule an appointment.
And again, too, also, if you don't want to wait until January 10th, the website has a link to all the different donation drop-off bins where you can donate clothing and shoes and things like that. So, all right, well, Jessica, I thank you for joining us and sharing some details on this, and keep us up to date with all those future dates.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, Merry Christmas.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
And we are going to take a break here coming up in a moment, but we'll take some more of your calls, 508-996-0500. But please, you know, take advantage of this. They're going to come right to your door if you've got things to donate. So you don't even have to worry about bringing it down to the bin. All they ask is that you call or go online and set up that appointment. But they'll come out and they'll pick this stuff up. And it's going to be hugely helpful, because I know people who are, you know, people like me who are in the process of trying to clean things up and clean things out, and it gets overwhelming. It gets overwhelming when I say, well, where am I going to take all this? And I can only fit so much in my car to go and donate it. And then I can do this. I mean, I've got a lot of clothes to get rid of, you know, as much as I've got stuff that are rewearable, and I'm going to bring those down to gifts to give. I've got other stuff that's not rewearable. And, you know, old socks that are stretched out and, you know, don't get white anymore. And things like that, old underwear that's stretched out even. And I'm not going to donate underwear, right? So what am I going to do with it? I'm going to go and I'm going to put it in this donation program so that these companies that take these and utilize them can utilize them for what they do. And then I don't have to worry about where I'm going to bring them. So again, NewBedfordRecycling.org is the place to find all of those details. All right, I am going to take a break here. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Name is Ben, the muffler went, the radio, it's okay. Oh, what fun it is to drive this rusty Chevrolet. I went to the IGA to get some Christmas cheer.
And I didn't even know what the IGA was when I was a kid and I first heard that song. And then I moved to a town that had an IGA, and then I was like, oh, that's what it is. So that is the Youpers with Rusty Chevrolet, a Dr. Demento Christmas classic. And one of the first questions I asked when I first went up to the UP, the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, was, does everybody talk like the Youpers sing? And the answer was, yes, they do. They do say duh instead of the. Yep, you got the. And they do sound like the Youpers. So I was there in July, though, so I didn't sing that song. 508-996-0500, app chat on the WBSM app. Sketty says, anyone in Radioland, do you know where I can get a really good fruitcake? I love them and cannoli. So cannoli you can get in a lot of different places. I remember when The Sopranos was on TV. So season one we watched on, I want to say it was DVD rental, but it might have been VHS rental from the video store because we missed it when it first aired on HBO, and this was pre-on-demand. So we would rent the DVDs from the local video store, and we watched the first season and got all caught up. And then when the second season was debuting on HBO, we made it a point to make sure we were going to watch it, and we had a little Italian party for ourselves. And we went to Pa Raffa's and got some Italian food, and then we got some cannoli at one of the bakeries on Acushnet Ave. And then we went back to my parents' basement in Wareham and had a little Sopranos party. So I know you can get those at some of the bakeries around here. Fruitcake, though, I don't know. I haven't seen a fruitcake, I don't think, ever. Like, it's one of those things that if I've had it, it's because somebody made it. And I don't dislike it. I don't know why people hate on fruitcake so much. It's not terrible. I wouldn't want to eat the whole cake. But I don't mind it. My favorite Christmas cake type thing is gingerbread. I love gingerbread. I would eat a whole loaf of that. And banana nut bread is good. My ex-wife used to make a banana nut bread for every Christmas. And she would always make an extra one to have at home and have that for breakfast the next day. Nice and warm, a little butter on it. I don't eat a lot of carbs anymore, but I'm going to save some carbs for some gingerbread at Christmas. And banana nut bread if anybody makes one. But there's got to be a place where you can get a fruitcake. I don't know if I've ever seen one. I'm sure some of these bakeries around have them this time of year. But I can't remember ever walking into like Walmart and seeing fruitcake and mixed amongst the pies or seeing them in Market Basket. But maybe also I've just been oblivious to it. Because again, it's not something I usually would go and buy. But I also like mincemeat pie, and that's hard to find too. Remember, that was once banned in Massachusetts. Barry has an article about it. It's going to show up on the WBSM Facebook page later on today or tomorrow, so you can check that out. Reminder, we will not be here tomorrow. In fact, at 7 o'clock tonight, we're switching over to Christmas music until 10 a.m. tomorrow. It'll be mostly commercial-free, but we do have some commercials that'll run tomorrow morning that we have to kind of run. But generally, you're going to have hours and hours of commercial-free Christmas music. Nancy Hall put a great playlist together for us with a mixture of modern and traditional Christmas songs, some older stuff, some newer stuff. but all stuff designed to help you celebrate Christmas Eve and Christmas morning. So yeah, I think you'll enjoy that. So stay tuned for that coming up at 7 p.m. Right now, I see there's a caller on hold, but hang on 1 second because I got to give Phil a chance to give you the news, and then we can take your call on the other side.
Luigi Mangione pleads not guilty. Former President Clinton hospitalized. And it's the season of giving to yourself.
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Luigi Mangione is pleading not guilty to state charges in New York related to the shooting death of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. It comes after the 26-year-old Ivy League grad appeared in federal court Thursday to face charges of murder, stalking, and a firearms offense in the killing of Thompson. The Manhattan DA's office says they've been coordinating with the feds with their separate indictment with enhanced charges. The busy holiday travel period is underway. A record number of people expected to hit the road. AAA says about 120 million people will travel 50 miles or more through January 1st, which is back to pre-pandemic levels. And strong storms could cause travel disruptions this holiday week. The West Coast could see heavy rain, while the central and eastern part of the country will likely see extremely cold temperatures. The storm could also bring a white Christmas from North Dakota east into Michigan and the Northeast. Former President Clinton is hospitalized after developing a fever. An aide tells NBC News the 78-year-old was admitted to MedStar Georgetown University Hospital in Washington, D.C. for testing and observation, but he remains in good spirits. A source went on to tell NBC News that the situation was not urgent. President-elect Donald Trump is hinting at a future for TikTok in the U.S. He says after seeing the success his campaign enjoyed on the popular short-form video app, he feels like it's time to start thinking about TikTok. Trump spoke Sunday at America Fest, hosted by Turning Point USA and Turning Point Action in Phoenix. The Amazon Teamsters union strike expanding just ahead of the Christmas and Hanukkah holidays. Drivers are protesting at Amazon delivery stations in Chicago, Atlanta, New York, San Francisco, and Southern California. They say they want better working conditions and pay, and for Amazon to recognize them as employees. And it's officially gifting season, but young adults are doing more self-shopping. Almost half of Gen Z and millennials are purchasing their own gifts this holiday season. This, according to a consulting firm. The most popular seasonal splurges include clothing, accessories, electronics, travel, live events, and health and wellness. Gen Z and millennials expected to be the drivers in a holiday sales surge this year, with Gen Z's holiday budget rising 37% and millennials' budget rising 16%, according to the accounting firm PwC. Other influences of the self-gifting trend are social media influencer and self-care marketing.
WBSM Sports.
Bruins beat the Washington Capitals 4-1 yesterday. Back on the ice on Friday with the Columbus Blue Jackets. Celtics lost to the Orlando Magic 108-104. A Christmas Day game with the Philadelphia 76ers at TD Garden, 5 o'clock.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
A mainly cloudy Christmas Eve with a few light snow flurries here on the South Coast, a high of 36. On Christmas Day, a mix of sun and clouds, a high of 32. And then just past the holiday on Thursday, partly cloudy, a high of 37. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM. And get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
All right, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. You were talking about your favorite being gingerbread at Christmas.
Yes.
Well, we used to do my sister's birthdays right before Christmas and a gingerbread cake with peaches. Ooh. And fresh whipped cream. So if you have like jars of peaches from the from the farmer's market or the peach festival, you know, just like canned peaches over the gingerbread and then tons of whipped cream.
That sounds really good.
Yeah, if you can get the cake out of the oven while it's still warm and douse it with peach cream. Enjoy that.
I'm going to have to try that. If there's gingerbread at Christmas, I'm taking home a piece and doing that on Thursday.
Yeah, have it a little bit warm. Just a few seconds if you have to reheat it. All right, well, Merry Christmas.
To you as well.
Thank you.
And 508-996-0500. We got another call coming in here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, Tim. I just wanted to wish you a happy Hanukkah.
Thank you. I celebrate Christmas, actually, but
you're talking about Hanukkah. I wanted to call in.
I used to celebrate that when my grandparents were alive, but not so much anymore.
Oh, yeah. I celebrate Hanukkah.
Well, happy Hanukkah to you.
Thank you, Tim. Any word when that Pizza Hut's going to come to town?
Oh, I thought you said that it wasn't.
I don't know. I Googled it, and it said it was in the works.
Maybe they're going to do it as like a ghost kitchen somewhere. Those are the popular new things now, are those ghost kitchens.
Sorry to bother you, Tim.
No bother at all.
I just wanted to wish you a happy Hanukkah and a Merry Christmas.
To you as well. All right.
Okay.
And 508-996-0500. I haven't heard anything about the, I mentioned it to Gazelle the other day too, and he said he was going to look into it. So, but he's off for the next week or so. They'll be back on January 2nd when they'll have their new co-host for the Fun 107 Morning Show. Going to be renamed the MGM Show. So that'll be fun. They're going to have Michaela here starting on January 2nd. Michaela Johnson joining the Fun 107 Morning Show. And I think that a lot of people out there say, gee, I wish Tim had a co-host so I wouldn't have to listen to him so much. But sorry, you're stuck with me. And we will be off on New Year's Day. We'll be here New Year's Eve, but then New Year's Day we'll be off. We'll have syndicated network programming for you that day, but then we'll be back January 2nd. So just a chance for us to kind of recoup. And I don't do anything on New Year's Eve, so it's not like I've got to, you know, sleep in, or I mean, I'll sleep in just because I can, but it's not like I need to recover from anything. I'll be home, probably eating some snacks I made in the air fryer and watching Twilight Zone or Three Stooges or something. But it is good to have these midweek holidays because it kind of breaks up the week a little bit, gives you a chance to recharge in the middle of the week. I do like when you get the longer weekend. So, you know, if you get a Friday Christmas and then you're out Thursday and you get Friday off and you get Saturday off, you get Sunday off. I do like that. I loved the Thanksgiving break. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That was nice. But I don't know. The midweek holidays are helpful too because they kind of break up that week a little bit. And then that first week of first full week of January, then you're like, oh, I can't believe people actually work five straight days. Ugh. All right, I'm going to take a break here. 508-996-0500. We'll be back in a few moments. Day of the 12th month of slave bells in town, ringing true. How we cling each other. Christmas time with the darkness. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. This probably doesn't help you out very much, Sketty, but DSY says there are plenty of fruitcakes walking around. So my grandfather used to say that to me all the time. You're nuttier than a fruitcake. And I didn't know what he meant by that until I actually had a fruitcake. And I was like, oh, there is a lot of nuts in this. Ugh. I'm not a huge fan of nuts and things. Like, I love brownies. Brownies are probably my favorite, like, treat. But, you know, a nice chocolate brownie. But don't give me a chocolate brownie with walnuts in it. Don't do that. Just give me a straight-up brownie. And I like the cake brownies more than the fudgy brownies. And I used to have to make them when I worked at the diner, and we'd have to make, like, these giant pans of brownies. And people always be like, why do you always make cake brownies? You never make fudge brownies. I'm like, oh, they're all fudge brownies. But I make cake brownies because that's the brownie mix we have. But that's also what I prefer. So 508-996-0500. If you haven't seen the story, it's at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app about the Amazon driver who dumped 80 packages in the woods just because they were stressed out. And again, I said this earlier, while I feel for someone who is stressed out and doing that job, you know, Amazon drivers, mail carriers, like they've got a rough December. And I definitely have sympathy for them, but I don't have sympathy for somebody who just decides they're not going to do the job they agreed to do and just says, I'm just going to go dump these packages in the woods. Like, bring them back to the Amazon center and say, I'm not going to be the one to deliver these. Somebody else should. Instead, this person just dumped them on the side of the road and said, oh, well, whatever. Like, those might not all be Christmas gift packages. Those might be something that somebody's waiting for, something vital. You know, I can't tell you how many times that we've had something go wrong here, that we have to order something and have something new, a new computer or something delivered, and we're waiting for it to arrive. And generally, you know, that comes within a day or two. But imagine if we were waiting for a key piece of equipment and it's dumped in the woods in Lakeville. Imagine if you are waiting for a part for your car or your home, you know, furnace. With the temperatures the way it's been, and you ordered a part from Amazon, and it's on the side of the road in the woods in Lakeville. So it's not just about ruining people's Christmases. It's about the fact that people are depending on these packages. And, you know, a caller called earlier this morning and said that she's never ordered anything from Amazon. She's not going to order things from Amazon. But it's hugely helpful because the days are gone when you can walk into an auto parts store and say, I need an oil filter for an 85 Cavalier. Like, you know, they're not going to have that. So you order it from Amazon and you get it within a day or two. And I mean, I don't love Jeff Bezos. I don't love the Amazon company, but I love the efficiency of it. I'm an Amazon Prime member. And I love the fact that if I need something, I can get it within a day or two, is sometimes even in the same day. I've actually ordered things from Amazon before where they fulfill it out of the fulfillment center in Fall River and I get it the same day. Like, I order it at 7 or 8 in the morning, it's out for delivery by 10 a.m. and I get it by 4 or 5 p.m. I've never used one of the pickup lockers. That I've never done. But the fact that you can get stuff, again, it doesn't have to be instantaneous for everything, but the fact that you can get stuff within a couple of days when previously you would wait weeks and you would have to track it down from the manufacturer, from whoever would have it and who had it in stock. And then if you wanted to price compare, you'd have to price compare. Now, for the most part, you can go on Amazon and get it for probably the best price available. I have a little portable mixer unit that I use for podcasting, and that's what I used to use to run my radio show at home. And I wanted to get a dust cover for it and a bag to carry it around because I've had it for years and never bothered to get those two things. And Black Friday, they were having the sale and everything was super cheap, so I ordered it. I think I ordered it on Tuesday and I got it on Wednesday. It's almost as good as walking into the store. But people expect to have that kind of service. I don't expect it to be on the side of the road in Lakeville. I'm trying to put you on hold here, Colleen, but I don't know what's going on. So let's just go.
Yeah.
All right. Are you there now? I was having some issues.
Yeah, I'm here
taking
now.
The call. All right. Good morning.
Good morning. Merry Christmas.
To you as well.
And I know yesterday you had a tough day there, little Grinches calling up here and there, but I guess that happens all the time.
Yeah, it does.
Everywhere. But you're going to have we're doing a buffet tonight and tomorrow too. We have open house tonight and tomorrow.
Oh.
So, but we never know who's going to, we put it on the Riley family, the group family thing there. And we never know how many's coming. Last year there's about 60.
Wow.
But, yeah, and tomorrow's family comes over and we have another thing. So make doubles. I don't do the cooking. My sister-in-law likes to cook.
But still, how much food do you have to have for 60 people showing up?
A lot. Yeah. Yeah, so this year it's going to be different kind of foods. Usually it's a ham or a turkey, but this year she's doing, did something last night. It smelled so good. It was like chicken and sausage together and with onions and peppers. I don't know, it smelled really good. And then we would just do a whole bunch of, and I got some shrimp cocktails and, you know, the big rings. And I got a smaller ring for tomorrow because it won't be as many tomorrow because some come tonight. Like, Sean will be here tonight. He already, we call it the red drink party.
Well, that was part of my grandfather's present every year is that my mom and dad would go out and get a bunch of shrimp cocktail. And that was like, because he loved shrimp cocktail, but he only had it on Christmas. So that was kind of part of his gift every year is they'd get a big bunch of shrimp.
Yeah, well, I got the rings, but you know what? I used to like the ones that were in the little juice jars. They just tasted much better. They were smaller ones, but I got the rings. Sean's had them on sale. The smaller one was only $10, and then the other one was $14, the bigger one.
Yep. And then what I'll do is I'll go into the store the day after the holiday when they mark it down deeply, and then I'll be like, all right, buying this shrimp, and I'll cook a bunch of stuff with it.
Oh, yeah, shrimp scampi. I love that. That's real good. But, yeah, we do that, and then we have the kids. That, we just have everything there and all kinds of food. And then we don't open our gifts till the next morning, though. I like doing it the next morning. With the kids.
Yeah, I mean, with the exception of my grandparents coming over, we never open gifts on Christmas Eve. I know some families, they do the one gift on Christmas Eve thing, but we never did that.
Well, my mother and I used to sneak one to each other. My father says, no, not till tomorrow. But we used to sneak one to each other all the time. But, we always did one, just the two of us. But then it was six kids. But, they were all out of the house by then. But, we had a great time. And all that. So,
it sounds like you'll be partying hard this next couple of days.
Oh, I know. Well, I don't drink the red drink because it's really strong. It's like vodka and different kind of juices, and they put it in a big punch bowl. So they call it the red drank party. My brother calls it D-R-A-N-K. that's what Sean likes to come for that. Yeah, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
Well, does he work at 6 and 7 still? Is he still there?
I don't know. I haven't been there in a while. Except for takeout. I've just gotten takeout and picked it up and left.
Yeah, I think he's still there. He was the first one to call to say he was coming, and he's funny. So it's gonna be tough for him this year. But and I think his brother's coming tomorrow. And but that's what we're gonna do, that's what they do. What are they going to do at your parents? They have everybody comes in and out?
Yeah, kind of like an all-day thing of people going in and out. My dad will make a bunch of food, and then people eat when they want to eat type of thing.
Yeah, that's like here, too. Yeah, good. Well, all you have a Merry Christmas.
You
and,
as well.
Healthy New Year, and, I'll talk to you by then anyway.
All right.
All right, you take care.
Enjoy
Bye-bye.
It. Bye-bye.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
And I got to take one final break here. We'll be back in a few moments. Was that... it was Boris Karloff that narrated The Grinch. It was actually Thurl Ravenscroft that did the singing, better known as the voice of Tony the Tiger. And hilariously portrayed in the serial movie that Jerry Seinfeld made. Let's see. I just want to remind everybody that if you need some last-minute treats, Dorothy Cox's Chocolates at 21 Burden Way in Fairhaven or 100 Griffin Street in Fall River is the place to stop in today and get some of their famous Butter Crunch, Truffles, Fudge, or a classic box of assorted milk or dark chocolates. And if you mention WBSM, you'll receive a free chocolate-covered pretzel rod. So you can also order online at dorothycox.com. Let's finish up with a call. We have about a minute. What's on your mind?
Good morning, my friend. I'm glad I was able to look at the clock and realize, may you have a blessed and safe holiday. And thank you for doing a little double duty yesterday. I know things are a little crazy this week. Looking forward to a better year.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, and Merry Christmas to you.
God bless, my friend. Goodbye.
All right, take care. And let's see, we got 30 seconds here. We got 30 seconds. Let's welcome Firefighter Anthony. Good morning, sir.
Yes, good morning. I got time. I just wanted to wish you and all our Christmas listeners a Merry Christmas. A reminder to give those real trees water. Happy Hanukkah to all our friends. And when you're using candles, please remember to blow them out when you leave the house and when you go to sleep. So we'll all have a Merry Christmas and a Happy Hanukkah.
That's all you want for Christmas is to not have to respond to any fires.
Right. We want everybody to be safe and be happy and be together.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. You have a great holiday, and we'll talk to you soon.
You too. Merry Christmas.
To you as well. And Merry Christmas to everyone.